This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. It's Mark with you.
And Michael.
You can call in at 855-450-3733, and I got a story for you. I think this is one that most people will relate to. From ZeroHedge.com. They do find some really interesting stuff out there.
I love Zero Hedge.
I wouldn't call them unbiased.
Oh, that they are definitely not.
From a financial standpoint, they're certainly perma-bears. But they often will chronicle sort of the deterioration of America. And I think this is one of them. California bans public schools from suspending troublemakers.
Oh, that's going to work out well.
Right. Not content to let problem students hold the entire class back until they're sent home, California Governor Gavin Newsom on Monday signed a law prohibiting the suspension of disruptive kids by both public and charter schools. All right, so let's unpack that sentence for a second. Do problem students hold the entire class back?
If they're disrupting the class thing, yeah.
Yeah, they do it all the time. It's awful. Yeah. It's absolutely awful. What's the old 80-20 rule that, 20% of the kids cause 80% of the problems?
That's the other 80-20 rule.
Right, and there's all kinds of 80-20 rules out there. And I would go so far as to say 20% of those kids, the 20%, 20% of the 20% cause, not most of the problems
that the
ones
80%.
Right, 80% of the 80%. And that's bad, right? Like, you're forced to pay for the school. So is everybody else. Your kids are mixed in with everybody else. The idea is that somehow we're going to cross-culturally make everything work, and then the worst kids in the classroom, whether they have learning disabilities or whatever it is, then create all kinds of disruptions and hold the whole class back. If the class taught to the median kid, like the kid in the middle, that would probably be what you would expect. But from everything I've heard, the class doesn't speak to the median kid. He speaks to the kid about 30% down. And that's probably because we let 20% of the kids hold 80% of the kids hostage.
That does sound reasonable to me. Well, it sounds right. It doesn't sound reasonable.
Yeah.
This shouldn't be happening.
The new law, which goes into effect July 1st, will permanently... That's 2020, excuse me, will permanently prohibit willful defiance suspensions. Suspensions. They're not talking about kicking a kid out of a school and saying, this is not the right school for you.
That's expulsion, isn't it?
That's expulsion. They're just talking about, hey, you need a break, and everything we've tried up to this point hasn't worked.
So go home.
Figure it out and come back. That's what a suspension is. Okay, so they've permanently prohibited willful defiance suspensions in grades 4 and 5 and will ban such suspensions in grades 6 through 8 for 5 years, according to the Sacramento Bee. So, basically, from grades 4 to 8, there's nothing you can do in a classroom that will get you suspended.
Wow. Pretty much, yeah.
Have you seen these videos of fights in classrooms and these sorts of things?
I have not seen videos, but I've certainly heard stories about it.
Yeah.
That scares me. How would you want your kid to be exposed to that?
Here on this article, they have a video of two students beating up one student, and
no one's...
Yeah, that's just a bunch of screaming. I'll turn off the volume.
Is the teacher doing anything about it?
Is the teacher doing anything about it? Did I say there was a student they were beating up?
I thought you said two students were beating up another student.
My mistake. It's the teacher they're kicking the hell out of.
Oh.
Right, so here they are. So you've got her by the hair, and they're shoving their knee into her face. Now they're pounding her on the top of the head. Then they pick up something and throw it at her. It could have been, I don't know, it could have been a safe, could have been a cardboard box. I got no idea what it was. It would appear as though the teacher is racked with emotion over the situation. This is the kind of thing that cannot, okay, you cannot be suspended for this.
In California.
Now,
oh my God!
It doesn't say they can't deter, they can't create their own class for bad kids, you know, like the Sweat Hogs. You remember? Welcome back, Hatta.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I suspect they can probably do something like that. But to me, this is just indicative of one of the myriad of reasons why government schools suck.
And they're getting worse. I mean, this
how could they not?
When I was a kid, you had fights, but they were out on the playground or whatever. During breaks, you didn't act up in class because you would get smacked down pretty fast.
Yeah, so you certainly would, because the teacher saw everything, and then, you know, everything's going to be reported.
You would not have kids beating a teacher. It just did not happen.
So, this goes on here. So, crappy parent, unparented future inmate blows spitballs at the chalkboard all day and can't get sent home no matter how disruptive they are. Why? Because it's discriminatory to suspend troublemakers, of course.
Discriminatory? Wait, what?
Well, that's it. That's right here. A quote from civil rights activist Dolores Huerta. I strongly believe that SB 419 will bring justice to California youth by eliminating suspensions for disruption and defiance, putting an end to discriminatory discipline policies, and instituting restorative justice practices.
Does she even know what that word means?
Well, restorative justice would mean that you, that authorities bring the parties together to chit-chat about what happened and try to come to some kind of agreement as to how we're going to handle this. And restorative justice would mean that, in part, if you were harmed by the actions of another, that you would be made whole by, through a process where it's not antagonistic, but everybody's cooperating to make things happen. As though
these two kids that are beating up this teacher are going to even want to participate in such a thing.
Well, when you start with the notion that the discipline policies like suspension are discriminatory, that sets a stage where certain people who would be discriminated against now have a leg up in these restorative justice practices, right?
Okay.
So let's say for whatever reason, some kid who's some ethnic group jumps another ethnic group, right? So the one person of an ethnic group jumps another person of an ethnic group, right? You put them in a room. There's an authority figure there that's like, look, we're going to have some restorative justice. And the one ethnic group says, hey, my ethnic group has been traditionally treated badly by his ethnic group. So that needs to be figured in here to this restorative justice process. We have social justice that needs to be worked out in this. And the other kid's like, you know, whatever it is that happened historically, I may disagree with, from a moral standpoint, but I didn't have anything to do with it. So, maybe restorative justice, maybe including this in the restorative justice process doesn't have anything to do with it. Who is that truck driver that got beat up during the Rodney King riots? Do you remember him?
Yeah, Rodney.
Rodney King was
Rodney King,
the thing that came to mind. I can't remember his name. But, you know, thinking of that guy, what kind of restorative justice situation would we be talking about? I mean, it's pretty obvious why he got beat up, right? He happened to be the wrong color in the wrong neighborhood at the wrong time.
Most definitely
and
the wrong
like,
time.
This is not, it's not that it's ever happened in the reverse. Absolutely. You know, being the wrong color in the wrong neighborhood at the wrong time has been traditionally pretty bad for lots of people of lots of different ethnicities. But it was pretty clear that it didn't help that truck driver much. But in the case of social justice, you know, one of those defendants might just come in and say, hey, you know, sorry, I got caught up in the moment because of all the bad things that have happened over the course of, call it 400 years. And I felt like there was a little justice that needed to be meted out. And, There are some people that would listen to that as though that is not the ramblings of a violent mad person. Right?
Right. Yeah, I you're right.
The number, 855-450-3733. No suspensions in California schools for certain grades. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
What good is living in a free society if you don't live a free life? Are you able to do whatever you really want to do? Being stuck in a job or difficult business? Or being locked into a relationship with a woman you might like, but you're not free to do what you want? I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The guy's name's Reginald Denny.
That's him.
The truck driver that got beaten up during the Rodney King riots here in... It's Mark with you, by the way.
And Michael.
Yeah, Free Talk Live. So, I'm reading this Wikipedia story here, and apparently I am not drawing the wrong conclusion. According to Wikipedia, the attack on Reginald Denny was a racially motivated hate crime in the 1992 Los Angeles riots in which Reginald Denny, a white construction truck driver, was beaten nearly to death by a group of black men who came to be known as the LA Four. The attack was captured on video by a news helicopter and broadcast live on U.S. national television. So, calling it a, you know, hate crime is not a, it is not a departure from fact,
no,
from what I can tell here.
Seems reasonable.
Right. So, interestingly, I'm just going to read this one sentence. Prosecution counter-argued that the two had known, in the closing arguments, the defense attorneys claimed that Williams and Watson were being used as scapegoats for the LA riots. One sentence back. The defense began to plead on September the 20th, making a case for unpremeditated assault with Falal, challenging the video evidence and portraying Williams as a victim of poverty and racism. So that's the point I'm trying to make here. By the way, the sentences on these people were rather light, in comparison to what went on. Regardless. So, victim of poverty and racism. Certainly, this is true, right? Like, yeah. There are plenty of people in the United States who are sadly feel stuck in poverty. I have a nephew who, you know, is talking about the south side of Chicago, and he says those people can't get out of there. Now, he lives in Chicago, and I don't know what he means when he says those people can't get out of there. I just don't know when somebody says that, what they mean, but you know, I'll just presume that I'm ignorant to the situation. All right, some of those people can't get out of there. Now, one of these defendants was a Marine, so he had gotten out of there and went back.
Yeah, how do you get out and then go back? That's something I don't understand either.
Well, what I would say is it probably has a lot to do with probably not, managing your money properly. You got 4 years there, you're getting a paycheck, you can put some of that away, and then you can choose to have a better life, or you can just go back home and do whatever. Or he could have re-upped, whatever. I'm just saying that trapped, I don't know what that means exactly in poverty. Obviously, you have to make it to signing up for enlistment age without a felony in order to be able to do that. And lots of people in many of these neighborhoods can't do that. But I think that there are things that one can do. I say this, mind you, as a man who spent 8.5 years in prison. I didn't have to go back to the hood, but I went out, had to go get a job.
Yeah.
You know, I went out and I got a job. Then I got another job, you know, and I worked and saved my money and, you know, did those sorts of things.
Yeah.
So I think it's possible. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's a choice you made. You didn't go back.
Racism, well, I would say that me having to deal with racism in prison is probably different than, this Williams guy having to deal with racism or whatever whatever form it takes in a predominantly black neighborhood in Los Angeles. But nonetheless, that's what was argued here. And the point that I was trying to make in the previous article from Zero Hedge here, where they have suspended the ability to suspend students for disruptions in class in California because of, putting an end to discriminatory discipline policies and instituting restorative justice practices. Now, I'm for restorative justice, but I'm also not an idiot. Okay? Restorative justice requires everybody to come to the table with sort of an honest, open heart to discuss what occurred.
Hmm. And that doesn't sound like a thing that's going to happen in a schoolyard situation where kids are beating up teachers.
Well, it's in any given circumstance, it could happen.
It could.
One of the problems with our current sort of criminal justice system is that, which, by the way, I was taught the first three rules of criminal defense is deny, deny, deny. And that doesn't work very well with restorative justice. And one of the reasons that the first three rules of criminal defense is deny, deny, deny is because if you just walk in and say, I did it and I'm sorry, you're basically throwing yourself on the mercy of the court and anything can happen. So if you're prepared to do that, and I think that once most people just want you to acknowledge what you did. You know, like they want the guilty party to acknowledge what the guilty party did. And that's when healing and these sorts of things can occur. But if somebody's not willing to admit to doing something, or they believe that the thing that they did was the result of class and racial strife, and that they're not, therefore not responsible, or at the very least not as responsible for it, then I don't believe they're going to be entering the restorative justice phase in a way that is necessarily going to make everybody happy.
You're right. They would. They wouldn't. You have to be ready. You have to be ready for that.
And I'm certainly ready to say that I get that there's all these components that go on, but this is a problem, as to take away one of the few tools that schools have left for discipline and just say, all right, you guys are going to use restorative justice. Good luck. Bye-bye. I mean, I think schools are basically going to turn to the point that they're going to make classes of, you know, the sweat hogs, the bad kids, for those of you who are not familiar with Welcome Back, Carter.
That might be the only thing they can do in this situation.
At which point they can just, you know, hey, we're putting the PE coach in here, and if y'all want to fight, he's going to smash your heads or whatever.
Yeah,
well, you know
if
what?
They're even allowed to do that.
I was just thinking of my time in public school when absolutely Mr. Visser would have picked one of you up by the scruff of your neck and thrown you across, and could throw you bodily across the room. So I guess that probably can't even happen, right? Like the PE coach goes in there and is like, they're fighting again. They locks the doors down and lets them do a cage match or something. I don't even know. I mean, this is so many problems. Let me just finish briefly the article here. Opposed to the bill was the Charter School Development Center. So, by the way, this isn't just public schools. This is charter schools, too. Okay. We told everybody on Free Talk Live, when you take the state money, even to create a school that's better than the public school, ultimately, they're going to come down on you, and they're going to pass their rules. And here's one of the rules. Now the charter schools can't suspend and presumably can't expel the problem kids. Now, I presume they can not let them in, but that isn't going to be pretty either. Let's see. Director said that this is a one-size-fits-all measure that's a fix in search of a problem. Many students like these just need a maybe students like these just need a timeout session. And then it shows the video here of two California students beating the hell out of their teacher. Here, take a look at this one, Michael. You're going to love it. So here they are, pummeling her from the top of the head, now going for haymakers to the side. The teacher tries to sort of fight him off, but two students really, they really lay into her now. Now she's got her by the hair, bang, 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 knee right to the face, back to the slapping on the top of the head, and then picks up something rectangular and throws it at her.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I just watched the whole thing, and they're just going nuts on her.
No suspensions for these girls.
No suspensions.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. Comparison. So many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly 50,000 UA workers are going on strike against General Motors.
UAW! Who are we? UAW!
That protest in Bowling Green, Kentucky. There are growing talks going on between the company and the union.
Jeremy Acevedo of Edmunds.com.
If these labor negotiations do continue for quite a while, shoppers then can expect to see choices go down, maybe looking for a model that they have their heart set on that's just not going to be available.
More problems in the aftermath of that drone attack at Saudi oil facilities. The president tweeted he was awaiting verification from the Saudis as to who's to blame for the attacks. He also said he'd wait to hear from Riyadh under what terms we should proceed. The president has authorized the use of a strategic petroleum reserve to stabilize global oil supply and the price at the pump. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. That's true, basically, every night of the week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. It's Mark with you.
And Michael.
Michael, we just finished an article here from ZeroHedge.com that California schools are no longer going to be able to suspend students, and I do not like government schools much at all, but to take away the few disciplinary tools that they have left makes me wonder what the future is going to be like in California schools, where you can no longer suspend students that do outrageous things,
like beat up their teachers.
Does it happen? There's video proof on this article.
It happens. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch. But during the break, I was actually reading a different story that mentioned that California had already eliminated suspensions for up through third grade for defiant behavior.
Okay.
And so now they're expanding it all the way to eighth grade.
Right. And, you know, maybe this is some attempt to forestall the school-to-prison pipeline, as they call it, which seems to be more prevalent in the South than in California. But
no, it's everywhere.
California has no problem filling prisons with inmates. But somehow they have a problem with suspending a student who is disorderly during class. I mean, I hope they you can't just ban something without implementing something for the vacuum.
You've got to
now, they did say restorative justice was a plan here. They didn't talk about implementation of that at all, and I'm curious about how that's going to go. Restorative justice is a dicey thing. We're trying it in American colleges in many ways, and I wonder what restorative justice would look like if somebody just walks in and says, I didn't do it. No, I didn't do it. I just don't know what you're talking about. I wasn't there. No, I didn't do that.
That's a good point. Restorative justice doesn't really handle that.
Right. It doesn't handle the situation where somebody who's falsely accused is in a situation. Now, in this video, clearly we can know which girls did what. The teacher probably has a reasonably good idea of who in their class was beating them on the head.
No, I don't think there's going to be a false accusation there.
So,
not with video.
Yeah, the restorative justice session could be in that circumstance. Why are you girls so angry? And ask these questions. I don't know. Maybe how it would go. I've done some mediation in my time here in the Liberty community that has moved up to New Hampshire for the Great Freedom Migration. You get enough people, and there's going to be disputes.
Yeah, there's going to be conflicts. Not everybody can get along.
And people will hire me. In some cases, I just do it on my own because there's a dispute of some sort. And yes, generally, I manage to get people to talk to the point that we realize that, that maybe this isn't worth the whole rigmarole that we're going through. But I've had people say, I'm not entering that conversation because I don't want healing.
Yeah, I've seen that happen, too.
So, there you go. Whatever the case may be. This, one solution might be to get your kid out of this government school and send him to a better government school in a better location. I will confess here on the air that I went to private school from kindergarten through eighth grade. And I just had to get out of that private school. Just had to get out of there. I consider it the greatest mistake of my life, mind you. And I wanted to go to public school. Better there, more fun, whatever it is that it was going to be, just more exciting than what was going on at Bradenton Christian. And so I went off to the public school, but I wanted to go to a particular one. I wanted to go to the better public school at the time. It was called Bayshore High School in Manatee County, Florida. And I didn't want to go to the one in which I lived, which was Southeast High School. At the time, look, I don't know what it's like now, but at the time, Southeast High School was basically, the most awful school you could get in Manatee County south of the river. And I didn't want to go to that school. So
yeah, who would?
I used my grandmother's address. Now, this is the slightest of sins, right? To use your grandmother's address instead of your own. I mean, what does live, reside at 5528, mean?
You sleep there at night?
Well, some nights I did. And I got the mail there and, whatever. So, whatever. I used a different address to go to a better school. And I know people do this, and they probably don't have as close of a relationship as grandmother to grandson in the situation. So what happens if somebody, say, is homeless and decides to send their kid to their friend's, the government school and their friend's address?
They end up in prison. That's what happens.
Prison.
Because, if you're black and you're homeless in this country, that's apparently where the system wants you. From People Magazine, this just out yesterday, actually, a homeless mom sentenced to 5 years in prison for using her friend's address to enroll her son in school.
Five years in prison for sending your kid to the wrong address? I don't even know how to describe that.
Sending your kid to the school corresponding to the wrong address.
Yeah, I don't even know. So, if you're homeless, where do you live?
She was living in her van.
Okay. So, some of the nights, presumably, she could have parked at her friend's house.
Yeah, she could have.
See, this is the slippery slope of what is in a residence. So, government always wants to know what your residence is. They're just dying to know what your residence is. But there are people, some people, live at the same address for decades. The government loves that because, we know where you are, we know how to find you, and, that kind of thing. Sadly, the kind of people that live at the same address for decades are not the kind of people the government is generally looking for. Yeah, sometimes, but generally not.
For the most part, yeah.
I used an address, that my grandmother's address that I just talked about previously. My mom ended up buying the house from my grandmother when my grandmother became infirm, letting her stay there until she passed away. And then my mom lived at that address for, I guess, another 15 years until I convinced her to sell that house. The neighborhood was going to pot and to move near me where I had just moved. And she now lives there. So I use that address from, let's see, I left home at 16, and then I came back, then I left, then I came back, and then I went to prison, and then I came back, and then I went and got my own house, and I lived with a girlfriend, and got my own house, and then got a different house, and, you know, I lived a variety of different places, but I always used that mailing address over the course of a decade that I didn't live at that house.
Yeah, well, it makes things easier, too.
I just used my old address, and I think that this is done a lot by people who are in their teens and 20s.
Maybe even into your 30s.
Into your 30s. You use the parents' address because they're the kind of people that stay at the one address and, you know, you can remember it and it's easy to go get your mail there and you got to go wash your clothes or whatever the situation is. Mm. And, you know, I mean, this is the smallest of crimes, it seems to me. I mean, if you vote and you only vote in one district, but that district doesn't happen to be where you put your head last night, have you committed a crime?
According to the government, you have.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I wonder.
How do you know?
In the case of a homeless person, how they can even claim that she misused the public school system.
Is it based on what town you parked your van in? I mean, how do you know? Well, from People Magazine, and this all came about because of a person named Felicity Huffman, who apparently was a celebrity.
Right, we talked about her, I think it was last night on the air, or recently on the air. She paid $15,000 to some scam artist who basically got
her kid into college.
Well, no, gets a fake kid, or, you know, has had the proctor for the SAT change the scores, change the answers to the questions so that she got an enviable score, good enough to get into, I think it was Harvard, or whatever Ivy League school she wanted her child to go to, who was later sort of quoted on Twitter like, I like school much.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that person.
It doesn't surprise me. It's not like rich people don't. I mean, we don't know that rich people get to send their kids to higher-level universities than the rest of us, and their kids are just as likely to dislike school as anybody else's. 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're talking about schools. Government schools, generally.
There's always something to talk about with government schools. And there's always something going wrong.
You know, we homeschool our son. We've tried a few different things, and I don't want to make it seem like I probably have made it seem like in the past, which is that I somehow know the secrets to the solutions of, how people should educate their kids. Like, for instance, we tried unschooling, and I think that works really good for some kids, and I'm not entirely sure that works that great for every kid.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a one-size-fits-all for every kid.
Right.
For every person at all.
And then we did some homeschooling, and I do believe that homeschooling, because unschooling is simply a form of homeschooling, right? That homeschooling can be catered to the needs of a lot of kids. Like, the majority of kids could be, I'm going to go ahead and say majority of kids could probably be homeschooled, and that would be okay if you tried if you managed to pick the right curriculum early on. It gets a little harder when you've got to backtrack and say, all right, this system isn't working, we're doing a different system. I know there's one called Liberty Classroom out there that Tom Woods pushes, and sounds pretty good. I think that private schools, you get the advantages of sort of getting some of the things you ask for when you go. But government school is the least of these.
Yeah,
you get what they deliver.
Right, you get what they give you. You don't get a choice in the matter.
And 85% of kids go to government schools, and I think it's because, that's the school you send kids to.
Yeah, and you don't have to pay anything extra for it because they've already taken it out of your taxes.
Right, it's your landlord's taxes or whatever.
Right.
So off you go. In a lot of cases, I think parents would be able to pay for a good private school or come close to it if they simply didn't have their property taxes taken out.
Yeah, property tax credits, I'm all for it.
Right. I mean, there were private schools in Sarasota, Florida, where I was for some time, that were you know, $3,500 a year. My property taxes were $1,400 a year, and most of that went to schools, so maybe 1,000 of it. Hey, I think that parents could probably scrape it together. Plus, you say, hey, you know, I'm financially a needs-based scholarship or whatever the situation is. I think that if you try, you can send your kid to a private school in many cases. You know, up here in New Hampshire, yep, I looked at the numbers here, and here I've seen schools that are actually less than what people pay for the public school in their area. When I lived, in my previous town.
The private school is less expensive than the public school.
The private school is less expensive than the amount I paid for private school. So I was paying $3,000 a year in the town I lived in previously, $3,300 basically. And that was about 70% of that was for the school. So call it $2,500.
Okay.
There was a school quite literally within walking distance of my house that was a religious school for $1,500.
That's pretty good.
No, it's subsidized by its church, and I suspect they would like you. That church would like you to send to go to that church in order to send your kid to that school. But it was a pretty well attended school, and I suspect they got pretty good educations there. And that meant that if I didn't have to pay into that government school, I would actually have a surplus of money. And could have hired, you know, maybe some after school tutoring or something. So you know. This happens. Sometimes it is, most of the time it's financially feasible. Sometimes it's actually financially expeditious to ditch the government school. But you can't stop paying in many cases.
Yeah, that's true. Most places there's no way to stop paying for the government
school. And I've heard people say, I don't mind paying for schools that I don't send my kids to because I want to live in a community where people can read. All right.
Yeah, that, so do I.
That's what we call presuming a premise. Somebody who believes that they're smart enough to solve schooling by, you know, abstractly implementing a government school model should be smart enough to understand what assuming a premise is. You're assuming the premise that government schools actually teach people to read.
Yeah, and very, very often they don't.
19%, almost one out of five student government school graduates. I can't stress this enough. Graduates are functionally illiterate in the United States. In some districts, it's 40%, 40%. Two out of five students that graduate government school are functionally illiterate. So if you see the bumpers, if you can read the bumper sticker that says, if you can read this, thank a teacher, which is put out by the teachers union, just remember, in some districts, two out of five people can't read it. So what do you do to the teacher if you can't read? Like, this is government schools. I'm just going to stop it right here. I think teachers are great. I love many of the teachers I was in government school with. But let's face it, government schools are a union racket.
What? This is not about the teachers. Don't put this on the teachers.
It is. In the sense that they're union members.
It's about the teachers' union.
Right.
It's about the structure, the structure of the government school system.
Right. And anybody, the vast majority of people that you ask, I believe, are going to tell you that a private school is generally a better choice than a public school. I also believe strongly, and I've had no one show me any refuting evidence to this, that more than 99% of situations of school districts around the country, that when you look at per grade, per school, that it's a government school that's the worst in a given district.
It always is.
So there's either no private school in the district, in which case the government school is both the best and the worst in that grade. So, you know, you pick third grade, right? So, okay, third grade. For this grade, who performs the best? They don't even – I'm looking right now for private schools for my son. There's not even a comparison between government schools and private schools. You're either choosing to send your kid to a private school or you're choosing to send your kid to a government school, but there's no comparison between. You can find out what is the best public school in your state. You can find out what the best private school is in your state, but you can't find out – how the public school ranks against the private schools. Is the public school basically the 532nd school in ranking? Well, we don't know.
Do they not publish this data? Do they not collect it?
I don't think they collect it because I think everybody understands that, you know, you're going to get a better education generally at a private school.
Is it too embarrassing?
I think it's like asking, well, how did the Special Olympics athletes stack up against the Olympians?
Oh my, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, there's no comparison between those two groups. There's no data on those two groups. In the same way, there is no data between the government schools and the private schools. I went to a private school, and I'm relatively certain that private school has never graduated a student who is functionally illiterate. Never.
That seems reasonable to me.
But 20% on a nationwide scale. Now, that doesn't mean your particular district. Maybe you've got one of the really good government schools. That's what they always tell you. Ours is really good. You don't look it up. You just believe the other parent that said it.
Yours is really good because the other parent said it, or your realtor said it when they were trying to sell the house to you.
Yeah. Those are the kind of things that they say. I haven't even looked up how good the government school is in my town because I have no interest in sending my kid there. But
it's probably not worth your time to even try.
Yeah. It's in this case, the People magazine here is we're looking at a situation where a homeless mother was attempting to send her child to school.
Yeah.
Used a friend's address
in a different town,
and somehow they figured out that I'll bet you she went through her short list of friends. Homeless people tend not to have very many because nobody wants to hang out with somebody who's going to ask him for money. She went through a short list of friends and said, all right, this one lives in the best school district. I'm willing to believe that. But
how
do you say where a homeless person lives? Where they park their van most of the time? She had a van.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Apparently
she parked her van in the wrong town.
Also, it's about the kid. So if, for instance, I went to live at my grandmother's house as opposed to my house, aren't I able to go to the school in that area?
You should be.
Or is it a situation where if I spend 3 days a week in my grandmother's house and 4 days a week at my my parents' house, do I have to switch back and forth between schools every week? That's crazy talk.
This lady
got 5 years in prison for lying about the school district. That isn't going to happen to a wealthy person.
No. That won't, and that's part of the problem.
That's a crime of class in that case. You know, you're all part of the wrong class, basically. The number, if you disagree, the number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453, as in Free Talk Live.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.